Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, November 5th, 2021. U.S. futures are largely flat just before 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight bond markets have continued recent volatility with Aussie and New Zealand yields lower, while U.S. Treasury yields are higher across tenors. The dollar is flat overall but gaining over Australia and New Zealand dollars. Crude is bouncing back following a supportive OPEC decision to keep the production schedule unchanged. Gold is higher, and iron ore futures were again down. Recent equity market support attributed to the slow removal of central bank support and accommodative financial conditions after the Bank of England unexpectedly left rates on hold on Thursday. However, it should be noted that with hawkish market expectations not budging to a great extent, there remains concerns regarding a central bank policy mistake in either direction. In regards to recent volatility, yesterday the UK gilt yield saw their biggest drop in years, while the pound had its biggest one-day fall in more than a year. Focus this morning on the October employment report, with the street looking for an increase of 450,000 in non-farm payrolls following a soft 194,000 gain in September, the weakest of the year. The unemployment rate is expected to fall 0.1 percentage point to 4.7%, and average hourly earnings are seen up 0.4% month over month and 4.9% year over year. Previews have been fairly uniform in terms of both tailwinds and headwinds. On the macro data front, Japan household spending rebounded more than expected, Australian services contracted again, and German industrial production fell again in September on supply chain strains. On the U.S. macro calendar this morning, October non-farm payrolls and jobs data, followed by September consumer credit. In corporate news, trading in shares of Shenzhen-based property developer Kaiser Group and three of its units was halted in Hong Kong on Friday after one of its businesses missed a payment on a wealth management product. And people familiar with the matter tell the Wall Street Journal that the Boeing board has settled the shareholder lawsuit regarding oversight of the 737 MAX safety issues. With earnings in focus this week, a number of notable movers in the after-hours market following post-close earnings releases. Expedia and Datadog each traded more than 10% higher, GoPro was up more than 9%, and Groupon, Live Nation, and Pinterest were up more than 5% after hours. Notable declines came from Peloton, which was close to 30% lower, while First Solar and Square were each down more than 4% in after hours trading. On the North American earnings calendar today, Canada Goose, Enbridge, Johnson Controls, and DraftKings report pre-open. Asian equities ended mostly weaker on Friday. Greater China led Asia markets lower, with Hong Kong a big underperformer as its large cap internet and IT names joined oil-related stocks in falling sharply. Property stocks were also hit by the news of Kaiser's missed payment. Korea stocks were lower, however, Taiwan gained, with heavyweight Taiwan Semiconductor ending higher. Japan was lower, while Australia closed higher. In central bank news, the Reserve Bank of Australia upgraded inflation forecasts, with underlying inflation set to hit the 2.5% midpoint in 2023. However, the RBA said it doesn't envisage rate hikes until 2024, with the wage price index not expected to increase at the desired 3% level until the end of 2023. The central bank did note broader inflation pressures are expected to build as spare capacity is absorbed and new dwelling costs increase. European equity markets little changed early in their session. Much of the focus remains on yesterday's Bank of England decision and the market reaction. An article in The Telegraph stated that despite a backlash from economists and the ensuing market volatility, Governor Andrew Bailey was adamant on Thursday that he had made the right decision. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Friday, November 5th, 2021. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.